Hello, and welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. I'm in week one of Jesus experiencing his touch, and this particular study covers Mark chapters 1-6. If you have not had a chance to purchase the Bible study, please be sure to go online to Precept Ministries. In the meantime, please open your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark. Let's, of course, begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for our time together. We pray your Spirit would, as always, open up our hearts, our ears, our minds to truly hear and understand what you are saying through your word. Help us, Lord, to truly be doers of your word, not just hearers only. And we just give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to begin on page 8 of the study guide, and in the observation section it says here that we're going to look at Mark chapter 1 verses 14 through 20, and I'd like you to draw a squiggly line under each reference to John, mark each reference to Jesus with a cross, and put a check mark over the word immediately. Also, when I come to the word follow or followed, I'd like you to mark that with an arrow pointing to the right, okay? So again, mark John with a squiggly line, mark Jesus with a cross, put a check mark over the word immediately, mark the word follow or followed with an arrow. Again, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. Now after John had been taken into custody, so mark John, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, mark Jesus, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." As he was going along by the Sea of Galilee, mark he, referring to Jesus, he saw Simon and Andrew, mark he, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, mark Jesus, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." So of course, you should have marked the word follow, me and I, referring to Jesus. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. So please mark immediately the word followed and him. Going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, so mark he, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat mending the nets. Immediately, mark immediately, he called them, mark he, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went away to follow him. So you should have marked follow in him, okay? And as always, I'm going to go through the discussion questions. The first says here, what does Mark tell you about John the Baptist in the beginning of this passage? And we see in that first verse that John had been taken into custody. Also, moving on to the next question, it says here, according to verses 14 and 15, where did Jesus go? What did he do? And when did he do it? Jesus went to Galilee. He was preaching the gospel of God. This happened again after John had been taken into custody. Also in verse 15, we know that Jesus was saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, and repent and believe in the gospel. Question 3, it says, look at verses 16 through 20. Where was Jesus? Who did he come into contact with? And what did he call them to do? He was going along the Sea of Galilee, and he came across some fishermen. He met initially Simon and Andrew. He also later met James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And he called them to follow him. And he also said that he, as we see in verse 17, that he says, "Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men." Okay. Question four says, how did they respond? They immediately left their nets and followed him. Also, we know pertaining to James and John that they left their nets. They also left their father and their servants who were with them. Okay. The next question says, what do you think Jesus meant when he said, I will make you become fishers of men? Well, he used a term that they were familiar with. Again, they were fishermen. So they would fish or seek out men with whom to share the gospel. They would encourage others to follow Jesus and to receive the gospel message. So again, they would join the Lord in his ministry and his work. Now let's continue. We're going to look at Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. And we're on page 10, and it says here, mark each reference to Jesus with a cross, double underline anything that indicates where Jesus was, put a check mark over the word immediately, mark all references to unclean spirits, including pronouns, with a pitchfork, since they are part of Satan's team. So again, we're looking at now verses 21 through 28, and it says, they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and began to teach. So you should have underlined Capernaum, double underlined that, put a check mark over the word immediately, marked he for Jesus, and double underlined synagogue. Verse 22, they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as scribes. So here you should have marked his and he. The next verse, just then there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. So you would double underline the word synagogue. You would mark unclean spirit, and you would also mark he. Okay. And of course, he is referring to the unclean spirit. Verse 24, saying, what business do we have with each other? So here it says we. So here I would mark, actually, I'd make two markings, a pitchfork and also a cross referring to Jesus, because the unclean spirit is speaking, but he used the pronoun we. So it's referring to the unclean spirit, but he's also addressing Jesus. Okay, moving on. What business do we have with each other? Jesus of Nazareth. So mark, of course, Jesus as well there. Have you come to destroy us? So you would mark you. You can also mark us with a pitchfork. Continuing, it says, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. So you would mark I, referring to the unclean spirit. You would mark you, referring to Jesus, and of course the Holy One of God. That phrase, mark that, referring to Jesus. Continuing, verse 25, and Jesus rebuked him. So mark Jesus, mark him, referring to the unclean spirit. And Jesus was saying, be quiet and come out of him. Moving on, throwing him into convulsions, the unclean spirit cried out with a loud voice and came out of him. So you would mark unclean spirit. Verse 27, they were all amazed, so that they debated among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. So mark he, referring to Jesus, mark unclean spirits, mark they, referring to the unclean spirits, and mark him, referring to Jesus. In the last verse, immediately the news about him spread everywhere into all the surrounding district of Galilee. So here you would, of course, mark immediately with a check mark and him, referring to Jesus. Okay. So I'm going to reread this passage. We had several markings there, so I will reread it again, and if you did not get all the markings, this will be a great time to finish the markings, okay? And if you think I skipped any, of course, go ahead and fill in anything that I did not address, okay? So, Let's go back to the first verse, 21. It says, they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and began to teach. They were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, what business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. Throwing him into convulsions, the unclean spirit cried out with a loud voice and came out of him. They were all amazed, so that they debated among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Immediately, the news about him spread everywhere into all the surrounding district of Galilee. Okay, so the first question here, it says, where was Jesus in verses 21 and 22, and what was he doing? So we know that Jesus was in Capernaum. He went into the synagogue and began to teach. Okay, the next item that is here on page 11, it's actually, we have a map here, and it says here, for those who have the book, it says, look at the map below to identify the location of the city and synagogue mentioned in these verses. Okay, so it would be a good time to find Capernaum on the map. Of course, if you have your Bibles, most maps, of course, most Bibles have maps. You can also locate Capernaum in your Bible as well. Okay. Moving on to the next question on page 12, it says here, what was the response of those around Jesus? And we see in verse 22 that they were amazed. It says here, they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Okay, verse question 3 says, what happened next and how did Jesus handle it according to verses 23 through 25? Well, Jesus was teaching and an unclean spirit caused a disturbance. The unclean spirit was trying to, of course, converse with Jesus. And we see here that Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to be quiet. And Jesus commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. Okay. The next question, it says, look at all those pitchforks. Move through the text and discuss what you learn about this unclean spirit. Well, again, the unclean spirit caused a disruption while Jesus was teaching. It recognized Jesus, as we saw in verse 24. The spirit knew where Jesus was from and who he was. He knew that Jesus had the power to destroy him, as we again saw in verse 24. We also see that the unclean spirit threw the man down with, the man had convulsions. So there was that physical manifestation of the unclean spirit. We also saw the authority that Jesus had over it. And of course, Jesus did not engage in conversation with the unclean spirit. Okay, moving on to the next question. It says here, what was the reaction of those who watched Jesus interact with the unclean spirit? And we see in verse 27 that they were amazed. It says, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. Okay. So they were quite amazed. They had not witnessed that before. Okay. Before I look at the last question, there is an insight box, and it says here, synagogues were the official meeting place for the Jewish people in New Testament times. They became centers of learning and worship where the people gathered to read from the law and the prophets, pray, and hear messages from those invited to speak. Synagogues came into being after the Jews were sent into exile under the Babylonians. Separated from Jerusalem and their temple, exiles established synagogues as a means of preserving their faith. They first sprang up outside the land of Israel and then were established throughout the land after the Jewish people returned from exile. Okay. The last question for week one is the following. If you have time, it says here, discuss what impressed you the most as you observe these first 28 verses of the first chapter of Mark. Well, I jotted down a couple of notes, and the first thing that we've seen in chapter one was that prophecy was fulfilled. We read in the previous episode in Mark, the first couple of verses, it tells us that Isaiah prophesied about the coming of John the Baptist and Jesus. Okay. Also, we've seen the authority and the power that Jesus possessed. We saw that in action, okay, throughout the scriptures. We also saw that the fishermen immediately followed Jesus without hesitation, and they certainly are an example for us today. Okay. Before I leave you, I'm going to read the wrap it up section, which is found on page 14 for those of you who have your workbooks. And it says, three times in our text this week, we saw the word gospel. Verse 1 speaks of the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 14 and 15 speak of Jesus proclaiming the gospel of God. The gospel is literally the good news. But what good news? Often we think of the gospel as the collected facts about Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection. This definition is accurate and spelled out clearly in places like 1 Corinthians 15, but what is the gospel, the good news in Mark 1? Jesus had not yet died on the cross. In fact, he had just begun his ministry. Okay, verse 15 tells us more of the good news Jesus preached. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Something long awaited for, something amazing and powerful is at hand. The kingdom of God. So what are we to do? How are we to respond? Jesus says in verse 15, repent and believe in the gospel. What does it mean to repent and believe? Without taking away the joy of discovering all that is coming our way, in this study, let's start with what happened next. Jesus said to the fishermen, follow me. As we study the Gospel of Mark together, let's be intentional about following Jesus. Let's focus our minds and hearts on what it means to believe in the gospel, to repent and follow Jesus, to draw near and experience his touch on our lives. Okay, I'm going to conclude our study for today. I hope that our time together has been a blessing to you. If so, please be sure to subscribe to my podcast or YouTube channel. There will be links in the description box for this episode, and be sure to share the podcast with a friend. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.